Nurses say they're hoarding the pills so they don't run out of stock before new funding arrives. This is putting the lives of thousands of South Africans at risk, especially in the country's Free State province.
We've seen the hangover of 10 years of complete neglect of the healthcare system.
Professor Francois Venter is president of the country's HIV Clinicians Society.
My calculations in the Free State, for instance, is that they're only just getting over 30% of the people with AIDS are actually getting antiretrovirals. The other 70% are essentially dying.
As a reason for not giving some HIV-infected people ARVs, Free State Health Minister C.C. Mabe says their immune systems are too weak and the pills could damage them. Instead of the ARVs, she says, her department gives patients nutritional therapy until they're strong enough to take the drugs. Venter says he's outraged by Mabe's comments.
Reading the transcript, it suggests to me that the NEC doesn't understand some of the fundamentals of HIV. In fact, contradicts the own government guidelines.
The doctor says while it's essential to give good food to all sick people, it's not a substitute for ARV medication.
Everyone who does not get on antiretroviral simply dies. It's that simple. The only treatment that is effective is antiretroviral therapy.
In her interview with VOA, Minister Mabe acknowledged it's taking up to 3 months for her department to give ARVs to sick HIV-infected people, but she wasn't concerned about the delays. Again, Venter's bemused.
Even people who are very ill, they should get the antiretrovirals as quick as possible, with absolutely no delay. The delays that were talked about in the transcript of several months is essentially a death sentence for people with low CD4 counts.
A CD4 count is a measurement of the strength of a person's immune system. Venter is extremely concerned about the attitude by Mabe and other South African officials to antiretroviral therapy. But he adds the country's National Health Ministry seems committed to changing this.
When I spoke to them about some of the questions you'd raised, they actually said to me they were horrified and that they didn't think of strategies to start communicating the urgency of this.
In her interview with VOA, Mabe could not say how many people in the Free State were receiving ARVs from her department. She quoted several different figures, varying between 4,000 and 30,000. Venter says he's amazed that such a high-level official lacks clarity on such a vital issue.
It's shocking. It's a problem across the country. The monitoring evaluation systems are almost non-existent. A provincial MEC should have that data at his fingertips. It is shocking.
Yet he's still convinced that the new health minister, Aaron Motsoaledi, is committed to reversing this scenario.
At a national level, things have completely turned around. I think there's complete acknowledgement of the scale of the problem. It hasn't necessarily trickled down all the time. And I think there's still a lot of pushback from various coal-faced people, bureaucrats, middle management, and actually still operating in the old mode. And I think that's going to take a while to turn around.
But while South Africa waits for the promised revolution, HIV-infected people in the country are dying. Venter says history will judge South Africa's present leaders harshly if they fail to resolve what he maintains is a South African tragedy on a par with apartheid. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.